Well, the ego is a cage. It's a prison in which consciousness is held down in a state in which it is separated from its beloved. And the ego creates an antagonism to love. So it creates an energy field in which your consciousness feels like you can't love, either because people aren't lovable, because the ego has judgments and projections on them, and the world is awful, and how can I love it, and I'm angry at God. And the ego will produce all kinds of negativity about love. And how can I love myself when I have done all these horrible things, or I am so this or that, right? The ego is filled with self-hatred. So that prison of negative thoughts is the hell realm that the ego is. It's just made of those thoughts and beliefs and attitudes that are antagonistic to love. And so when you feel the truth of what love is and the power of love and the joy of love, you break free of the ego, literally. And then the love carries you all the way to the oneness with God, because love is oneness, and God is the source of love. So there's an automatic rising into that state of freedom that is ultimate freedom. But it's also freedom on the phenomenal plane, because when you're in a state of love, you're not worried about things, right? You're not in a state of mental rumination and chatter and concern and all of that. Everything is beautiful, right? So, and the mind can be in the present, and love is presence also. And so there's freedom, because the ego is never present. It's always in the past or the future, worried about both, and never able to bring you to stillness. I mean, it keeps you from being in stillness. But love is that state in which you transcend time, and it is the portal to eternity and to the real. So yes, it's ultimate freedom immediately. Okay, but the love has to be total. It can't be an egoic form of love. It has to be love in which the ego's delusion is refuted, is undone, it disappears, it's gone. There is no ego, because all the ego is lies about love. And those lies, once you see through them, they disappear. They cannot remain in your consciousness. So there's no prison to go back to.